previously on Harrison Quest.
Listen, Joel, Harrison is going to freeze himself, and we are going to bring him the most fly-ass script ever written before it's too late.
We had a deal, Joel. You get the script, and I'll tell you how to get in touch with Harrison's kids.
Tell us where the script is, Joel.
I'll tell you, but first, I want my phone call.
Welcome to the Harrison Ford Fan Club.
There's a script, Brent.
Got it.
Ford's collapsing.
Joel! No!
Check it out. Once upon a time, going through the trash, Simon, Horace, Brent, and Eddie came upon a cache of information, so highly confidential, that Eddie got a Woody and the others went demential. They couldn't believe the odds, everyone was floored. The secret they uncovered was about Harrison Ford. The guy who played Solo wasn't good in health, and now he was about to go and icy freeze himself. We can't let it happen, the boys, they exclaim. We got a script so magic it could blow out David Blaine. Harrison must have it before he goes on ice. We gotta get it to him if it costs us all our lives.
We are the sons of Ford. We have a script that can't be ignored. We don't care what you say. We'll find Harrison if there's a way. We are the sons of Ford. We have a script that can't be ignored. We don't care what you say. We're gonna find us a way.
I think I see an exit. It's right up.
Joel! No! Joel!
Adios, Joel.
Brent Wickman, what an unpleasant surprise.
Happy to disappoint you.
No harm done. So sorry about Joel, but he served his purpose.
He was one of us.
And look where that got him. I'll be taking back my script now. Search his bag! Hup chuba! Ta ba ba ba!
Fuck you, Coco. Do more.
You've really got to admire my men. So blindly loyal.
What joke?
If only they knew you as well as I did.
Yes, you could warn them, if only you spoke DeSoto.
Hokata Nagiko.
What? Give me that! Hollywood Homicide Final Shooting Script. What is this? 3 pages? Where's the Pope script?
Must have been lost in the rubble. I could tell your men where to look, if only I spoke DeSoto.
No matter. You'll be useful in other ways.
Over my dead body.
Oh, I don't want you dead. In fact, you will be quite well protected.
Forrest isn't back from taking a leak by the time Brent calls. We're gonna ditch him.
Simon, I need to tell you something.
Yeah?
I'm not like you guys.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not like you and the other boys. I feel like I'm living a lie. How do I say this?
What are you talking about?
I'm not into something that you know, you guys are into. And I'm afraid it's gonna change things between us.
Hey, you can tell me, Eddie. We'll be friends no matter what. I am not going to judge you.
Okay. I didn't like Temple of Doom.
You what?
I've been holding it in for so long, and I just had to tell someone.
Are you sure? Maybe you're just confused. Yeah, that's it. You're just going through a phase.
I'm sure. I can't help it. God made me this way.
What's wrong with Temple of Doom?
It's just so dark. The torture and the child abuse and the cultural insensitivity. I'm just not attracted to it. Promise me you won't tell Horace. I know he won't understand.
Well, tell me what?
Your friend claims that he doesn't like Temple of Doom.
What? That's the best one.
Horace, he is our friend, and we are going
you
to accept him no matter...
Me.
See, I knew he wouldn't understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand you're an abomination.
What's so great about Temple of Doom?
I don't know. Let's see. It's got torture, child abuse, cultural insensitivity, everything normal kids like.
Lots of other kids are like me. I'm just brave enough to say something. I think Raiders is the best, and I'm not ashamed
Jesus
to say
Christ,
it!
Jesus Christ, Simon, back me up here.
Last Crusade's the best.
Oh my god, you guys are no friends of mine! I disown you both!
It's 2014,
taller,
Horace!
Please.
When Brent gets back, we're gonna settle this 3-way tie. And I know he's gonna side with me because he's not a freak of nature!
That's Brent! Horace, hand me my phone.
I'm not touching it. You're probably contagious. Freak!
Give it here! Brent, are you out?
I'm sorry. Brent can't come to the Skype right now. May I take a message?
DeSoto!
What a nice reunion. It's too bad the rest of you couldn't join us in person.
What'd you do with Brent, asshole?
Oh, he's in the lab helping me with a little experiment. In fact, I'll go get him for you. You see, he's fine. Though he's a little tied up at the moment.
Don't give him anything, guys.
Let him go. You've already got the script.
Actually, thanks to your friend here, the script has been destroyed. A slight inconvenience, but that's no longer my problem. It's yours.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ultimate collector's item. Why be satisfied with posters, autographs, cheap recreations, when I can own the original?
Wait a second, guys. What's Brent standing on?
Oh my god! It's...
That's right. I built my own carbonite freezing chamber. You see, I only needed the script to lure Harrison to me. And now that it's gone, that's exactly what you're going to do for me. And to assure your compliance, I'll be using Brent to keep his seat warm. Or should I say, cold.
How are we supposed to do that without the script?
Again, not my problem. But if you ever want to see your friend alive again, you'll find a way. Start the machine!
It's okay, guys. Don't worry about me. Get to Harrison. Stop him from freezing himself. It's all that matters.
No!
You can't do this!
And yet, I am. Any last words for Brent? Perhaps a proclamation of love?
Wait! Brent!
Yes, Horace?
I need to know. What's your favorite Indiana Jones movie?
One or three. I mean, Raiders is the original, but I think Crusade is...
Okay,
the
freeze him.
Wait, what about Joel?
Oh yes, I'd almost forgot. I have no further use for him. We'll let him go. You can pick him up out front. Happy hunting.
Welcome to the Harrison Ford Fan Club. All incoming cargo must be cleared by HFFC Security. Please be seated.
Oh my god!
Joel!
Joel!
Is he...
There's no pulse.
Close his eyes. Sleep, little birdie. Sleep.
Come on. Let's take him home.
Wait. I'd like to take a moment to say a quick word.
Oh, of course.
Shotgun.
That's the last of the firewood.
Horace, would you do the honors?
He felt of the dark side, but there was still good in him.
Goodbye, Joel. I'm so sorry for calling you a tiny little wiener. What are we gonna do now? Gotta save Harrison.
And Brent.
I don't know. Without the scripts, we might lose them both.
Man, that fanny pack is really flammable.
It's burning so bright. Maybe that's where Joel kept his soul. His little delivery guy soul fanny pack.
I told you, we don't wear fanny
packs. Shut up,
delivery.
Shut up!
Wait. That's not what's burning. There's something in there!
Holy shit! Is that-
Wait! That's the script! That's the script! It's in his fanny pack! In the fanny pack!
Oh my god,
it
is!
Get him out of there!
Get him out!
I'll blow it out! I'll blow it out! I'll blow it out!
Save it! Save it! Stop fanning the flames, Eddie!
He's almost...
Got it!
Yeah! How much of it is left? Can you read anything?
And from his holy throne, Harrison produces an M20 bazooka from beneath his robe, shouldering it. Then I'm afraid the time has come. Alert the papal guard. The enemies of thy lord must be fucking blown away. The end.
That's it?
God damn it, that's the last page!
Oh, Now it rains! We're done.
That
he's dead.
Stupid
he's dead.
Jedi cremation.
Oh my god! All of that! All of that! For that!
We were so close. We were so close.
Oh
my god, I can't... Horse!
Get out of this fucking stupid thing!
Fucking Joel! Get out of this shit! I want it the whole fucking time!
That's my little wiener!
Who the hell is that?
Hiller?
What?
Is your name Simon Hiller?
Yeah?
5'4", brown hair. Well, I'll be damned, Simon. I've got a letter for you.
A letter? That's impossible. Who are you anyway?
I'm from Western Union. And actually, a bunch of us in the office were hoping you could shed some light on the subject. You see, this envelope was sent to our office almost 7 days ago. It was given to us with the explicit instructions to be delivered to a young man with your description answering to the name Simon at this exact location at this exact minute on November 12, 2014. We had a bet going as to whether the Simon would actually be here. Looks like I lost.
Did you say 7 days?
Uh-huh. 6 days, 7 nights to be exact. Sign on line 6, please.
What's in the envelope?
The instructions were to give you the letter first.
Dear Simon, if my calculations are correct, you will receive this letter immediately after we've either returned successfully from our mission or upon my death. First, let me assure you, if I'm not reading this with you, that I'm dead. Second, the package contains a copy of the script I made while it was in my possession. You may wonder why I risked my life to retrieve the original when I had a copy all along. Even with the copy, as you said, DeSoto was too dangerous with the original in his possession. After what I did, this was my chance to make it right.
Oh my god! This is taking forever!
Third, the woman next to you is my sister Marion, who conveniently works for Western Union. Together, you two can save Harrison and also tell my father the fate of his son, whom I fear he never knew. Until then, I am entrusting the script to her care until the appropriate moment. I wish you all luck and godspeed, all for one, and one for all. Your friend, Joel E. Goldman. Joel was Harrison's son?
Joel had a sister?
Joel's dead?
Oh. Yeah.
Can I see his body?
We kind of burned it up.
Wait, so if Joel had a sister, does that mean you're...
Half-sister, different fathers. I hardly knew Joel. He was such a tiny little wiener, but... The last few weeks started calling me out of the blue, telling me about how he was tracking down his real father, but I had no idea.
Yeah, super sad, right? Died so young, brother you never knew, what could have been? Anyway, if you want to just hand over the envelope...
I don't think so. It may be too late to make things right with Joel, but I can make things right with his dad.
Do you realize who his dad is?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, until you find him, you're gonna get more than you bargained for. I'm your goddamn partner!